With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Could the new year bring an end to the war in Ukraine? President Trump is sounding cautiously optimistic. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports on the president's weekend meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Donald Trump hosted the Ukrainian leader for talks in Florida, declaring that Ukraine and Russia are closer than ever before to a peace deal. However, both leaders acknowledge that difficult issues remain, including whether Russia can keep Ukrainian territory it controls. President Trump insisted that both countries want peace, but warned that negotiations could still break down. After their meeting, the two presidents called European leaders to discuss the latest developments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Today, President Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. The two leaders will discuss implementation of Phase 2 of the Gaza ceasefire agreement. China is once again flexing its military muscle off Taiwan, with its army and navy conducting drills off the self-governed island that Beijing claims as its own.
Officials in Beijing say the purpose of this move is to warn against what it calls separatist and external interference forces. But Taiwanese officials say they're placing their forces on alert. They also call the Beijing government the biggest destroyer of peace. The drills come after Beijing expressed anger at American arms sales to Taiwan.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Tens of millions of Americans are under winter storm advisories, watches, or warnings as a potent winter storm moves across the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes, with the Northeast next in line. Along with a lot of snow, the storm is packing fierce winds and dangerously cold temperatures. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 8 points. The Nasdaq futures off 120 points. This is SRN News. Are you reading the scriptures?
The American Bible Society's annual report finds about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they have read the scripture at least 3 times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021, when half of Americans fit that category. The ABS report also reveals that a little over a third of Gen Z and millennials would qualify as Bible users, an increase for millennials over 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump is a big sports fan, and he has taken his campaign against transgenderism into the world of athletics. Early in his term, Mr. Trump signed an executive order called Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports. The next day, the NCAA amended its own rules to adhere to the administration's guidance on transgenderism. Several months later, with no fanfare, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee changed its policy to conform with Mr. Trump's. This is SRN News. Elon Musk is slamming New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani for appointing a non-firefighter to lead the city's fire department.
The former White House advisor wrote in a post on the social platform X, which he controls, quote, "People will die because of this. Proven experience matters where lives are at stake." Despite White House opposition, Mamdani is set to take office in January and has appointed Lillian Bonsignor, a veteran emergency medical service leader, to lead the fire department of the city of New York. Bonsignor, who came out of retirement to accept the post, would be New York's first openly gay fire commissioner and the second woman to lead the department. Bernie Bennett reporting.
One pilot was killed, the other is hospitalized with serious injuries following yesterday's mid-air collision of two helicopters in the skies over southern New Jersey. The Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board will be investigating the deadly crash. More details at srnnews.com.